الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. This beautiful deen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with is a complete way of life. It includes every facet of life. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us how to live every part of life in the most beautiful manner. So while Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed the manner of performing salah, and thereafter said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, perform salah as you have seen me perform salah, which the sahaba then learned from him, and they transmitted that salah to their students, and this passed on to the ummah in this manner. And likewise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of Hajj, said, Khudu anni manasikakum, that take and learn the rites of Hajj from me. So he taught how that Hajj should be performed. And likewise, all the various other aspects of deen. Similarly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a perfect example of how a person should live his life within the four walls of his home and as a person in society. In every aspect of life, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed this beautiful example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared in the Quran Sharif that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect example in every aspect of life. So among the various aspects of life that he displayed the most splendid example was the life, how he led himself and how he lived as a husband to his wives. This too is a very fundamental part of life, because how this home conducts itself, how the people in the home conduct themselves, what kind of relationship they have, what kind of home this is in itself in terms of a happy home, a home where everybody is at peace with one another, that is what has an impact on the society. Whole lot of homes which are truly homes, this make up a society which is a good society. So this is a very important aspect that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. He taught us about the issue of how to conduct ourselves as good husbands. Now, that happiness and peace in a home is not a one-way street. Just as the husband has to be a good husband, so the wife has to be a good wife as well. The children also have their responsibilities. But in this particular time that we have, just to revise some of the lessons that have many times been revised in terms of the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beautiful example that he displayed at home, and this is the place where a person's character is tested the most. Everywhere else sometimes it's very easy to observe that beautiful way of conducting oneself, to be very charming, very very pleasant, very friendly with everybody. But very often the test comes within the four walls of the home, whether the person can maintain that same good charm inside as well, whether his happy demeanor and nature outside the home can remain happy inside the home also, whether that very friendly personality that he has with his friends, he can maintain that same friendly personality with his household. Otherwise, unfortunately, many a times the situation within the home is very different. Outside, mashallah, a person is very, very charming and pleasant, and everybody knows him as very charming. Even the secretary knows him as very charming, and even the female staff know him as very charming. But then at home there's something else. There's a different person at home. At home even the children know a different person. The wife knows somebody else. They don't seem to be able to find the charm in the person. They can't seem to find that happy personality, that very friendly person who's everybody's looking up to as a very good person. So why is this difference? That's a very big question for ourselves. So now to learn from the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what beautiful example he has set for us, and how we should be emulating this example, because this too is for us to emulate. This example is for us to emulate, even in this matter of life, of how we live as fathers to our children, as husbands to our wives, as children to our parents. These are all very important aspects of life. Mu'asharat, social interaction, and then the akhlaq that is also comes alongside with it. So in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the manner in which a husband should be and how he should conduct himself has been given very great importance, because he's the head of the home, and what trend he will set in that home, that will filter on to everybody. And how he manages everything, how he controls things, there will be challenges. No place is without some ups and downs, some hiccups here and there, some challenges. But in the midst of all those challenges, in the midst of all those hiccups, he needs to still keep things going positively forward. He needs to keep things going in a way that it can still remain a home. It doesn't just get left as a house where people are just there and mutually coexisting, but a place which is devoid of love, of happiness, of peace, of contentment, of the hearts being bonded. So in any case, just to understand the example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the light of some ahadith, that what example did he present and how did he live. So the first thing is just a very general description about his akhlaq, and this is the thing that we have to hold very dear to all the time. This is not only at home, this is a lesson for all times, but it has very, very important application even in the home. So this broad description about the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it is mentioned about him that ma kana fahishan wala mutafahishan wala sakhaban fil aswaq. First aspect mentioned, neither was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam vulgar by nature. This was not his nature in any way. He was far away from this. His nature had nothing to do with vulgarity. And neither was he deliberately vulgar, meaning forcing oneself now just to, for the, in the circle that a person is seated, or for the occasion, or just to make himself heard somewhere. So now he's becoming vulgar. That's not the way he normally conducts himself. But he is becoming vulgar on occasion. This was never the case with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was never ever a dot of vulgarity anywhere near him. Now this is part of akhlaq, and part of not just that good character, not maintaining this line and crossing over into vulgarity. That is a serious sin. That is very sinful. But unfortunately, when sometimes things become common, person becomes accustomed to certain things, then he just carries on without any second thought. And the person feels, well, this is how everybody does it, so what's the harm in it if I also do the same? So that is not the way that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted himself in his home, and anywhere for that matter. And that is part of what we have to learn. So he was never vulgar in any level. وَلَا سَخَابًا فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Neither would he shout in the marketplace. He would never even shout in the marketplace. What does a marketplace, what relevance does it have? The marketplace where everybody else also starts shouting, raising their voices, they conducting their business, it means nothing to them now to shout out to some customer or attract somebody's attention. But even in such a place where everybody's voices are raised, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came past, even in such a place he never raised his voice. So what can be imagined within the home? If even in a place where everybody else is raising their voices, within the home this was out of the question. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also had situations where he had to address a matter, he had to sort out an issue. Sometimes something crossed the line, somebody erred, so he had to address that. But in all those situations, whatever he had to address, whatever he had to sort out, he sorted it out and he addressed it. But yet, there was no mention anywhere you can find that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started shouting, he started raising his voice very loud and screaming. This never happened. So yes, he displayed anger at times, but he displayed anger also with dignity. There were times when he displayed anger, but that display of anger was largely in the manner that his appearance. Anybody saw him, they realized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is upset. He may have adopted a tone that expressed it to some point, but there was never any shouting and screaming. Now this is a lesson, and a very important lesson. And many a times, that shouting and screaming becomes so traumatic for children, that ongoing running battles between parents, it becomes so traumatic for children that many of them later in their lives still live with those scars. And had it not been for first-hand incidents, meaning hearing things from people first-hand, it might not have been possible to understand this. That they live with the scars in their teens and in their ages. They now, sometimes a person is already a grandfather and he's saying, I'm still living with the scars that now came from that time of life. When I had to be witness to all this drama that was taking place and the slanging matches that were happening and what not was going on, we don't realize what impact it has on children when they are exposed to this all the time, or if not all the time, very regularly. So in any case, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was never his way. Then further the narrator says, وَلَا يَجْزِي بِالسَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. He never returned a wrong with a wrong. Somebody did something wrong, so he took revenge, tit for tat kind of manner and approach. That was never his way. What was his way? وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُوا وَيَصْفَحُ. He forgave and overlooked. Now if everybody in a home adopts this procedure, obviously there are certain things where the lines of Sharia get transgressed, then that is something there's no compromise on. But within the limits of Sharia, within the limits of Deen, then this is the approach. Yes, what needs to be sorted out, what needs to be addressed, needs to be addressed. The system has to remain in place. But keeping the system in place doesn't mean we have to kick the door down. It doesn't mean we have to now cause a earthquake and a rumble and tumble, that the whole place now goes in chaos to bring the system in place. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us the example. He addressed many situations, but he addressed it in such a dignified manner. So in any case, وَلَا يَجْزِي بِالسَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُوا وَيَصْفَحُ. On one occasion, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that كَيْفَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا خَلَى فِي بَيْتِهِ. What was the manner in which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conducted himself when he was indoors? We see him outside, we see him in the masjid, we see him out in among the sahaba, we see him and we understand, mashallah, what a perfect personality he has, what beautiful akhlaq he has, and all his noble and perfect qualities. But we don't see the life indoors. So you can tell us what was the manner of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indoors. So her reply was that indoors also, what was his way? That Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kana alyanan nas wa akraman nas, the most lenient of people. Many a times our leniency is for others outside, very good, mashallah, that's all in his place. But inside there's a different approach. Inside the home, kana alyanan nas, the most lenient of people. Wa akraman nas, the most gracious of people. And then further she says, kana rajulam min rijalikum. He was like an ordinary human being, though he was the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's creation. But he conducted himself at home like an ordinary human being. He had every title, the best of titles that can ever be conferred to anybody. He had all those titles. But he didn't put those titles in between the relationships at home, that I am so and so. He conducted himself in a very, very ordinary manner at home to keep everybody very comfortable. Nowadays, if a person has some small little title outside, that inside also the title must remain, I'm the boss. Everybody else is calling me boss outside, so I'm the boss inside as well. So now the same manner that we conduct ourselves, bossing people around sometimes elsewhere, so the same thing happens in the home. But that home can't function in that manner. Others, out of desperation because they need that salary at the end of the month, then they might carry on now, they'll just have to obey it, hear the swearing as well, and whatever abuse takes place. But that now, out of desperation, somebody will just be quiet about it, and they'll curse in their hearts. But it's not going to be something that's going to be digested at home. So that's not the way to conduct ourselves anyway, for that matter. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she says, was the most lenient of people, and he was like an ordinary person. But together with that, she highlights something. And this is the manner which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's creation, but he's bringing himself down to make everything peaceful and happy. Illa annahu kana dhahakan bassaman. Now this is a highlight. She finished saying certain things in a general way. She's highlighting something. But yes, apart from this, he was a very jovial person and always smiling. Very jovial person and always smiling. One person complained about, says, the only time I see my husband sometimes smiling is when he's looking at something on the phone and then he smiles. I don't know what he smiled about, but he's looking at me, he don't smile. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was forever smiling, a very jovial personality, kept everything calm, kept everything happy, and this is how a home runs. When everything is happy, calm, there's a jovial atmosphere, there's an atmosphere of hearts being bonded. Just to understand this jovial personality of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on one occasion, and this was something that then rubbed off onto others as well. It was in the last days of his Mubarak life, just before the final illness commenced. He had gone to Jannatul Baqi, and when he returned, he was already experiencing a headache. But when he came home to the house of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, before he said anything, she was experiencing a headache as well, and she expressed it, wa ra'sa, that what a severe headache I'm experiencing. So now in a light-hearted manner, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to her, that well, you see, if the inevitable happens, in other words, you are saying your headache is so severe, so in other words, you're fearing that maybe this is a sign of something to come up. So if the inevitable happens, meaning if supposing you pass away, I didn't say it in those words, but it was that if the inevitable happens, then you are very fortunate that the Nabi of Allah is still present. He will take care of all the rites. He will make dua for you. He will pray for you. He will attend to whatever the necessary is. So in other words, your passage to Akhirat will be very, very blessed, because you'll have the du'as of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So Sayyidah Aisha, now this was in a light-hearted way he said this. So Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also, she responded in a similar way, in the similar way of light-heartedness. She said, well, I can just already sense it. I can already sense it, you waiting for me to go. And as soon as I'm gone, that same night you will be with one of your other wives. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled about it, and he said, Balwara Asa, you are complaining about your headache. My headache is far more severe. And this was the commencement of the last final illness, and this finally led to the last, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this dunya. But even in that part of life, which means that this was the common trend throughout, it wasn't something that was restricted for a certain part of life, and then now I'm too busy, and I have too much of pressure on myself, and I'm very stressed out with work, and all the things, so I got no time to joke and to laugh with anybody at home. I don't have any time for any trivial things at home. Small things you bring into my attention, you do your own thing, and I will do my own thing. No, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was nobody more busy than him. Nobody who had more responsibilities than him, forget more, nobody can come to one fraction close to it. But despite having all the responsibilities of the whole ummah on him, and having the greatest amount of concern, and such concern, and such worry for the ummah, that the sahaba say that kana li jawfihi azizun, azizil mirjali minal buka. That when he would stand in salah, and when he would communicate with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the cry would be physically heard from his chest. One is the cry of that comes out from the mouth, the sound from the mouth, let alone the sound that comes out while crying from the mouth. His heart could be heard crying. Like a boiling kettle, that kind of sound would be heard from the Mubarak chest of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That extent, what was going on within him out of concern for the ummah. But that which was inside him didn't become a barrier in being light-hearted with his family, in keeping things pleasant at home, in keeping everything calm, in keeping a happy atmosphere. He didn't come and say, no, I'm very stressed out, so everybody must do their own thing. He lived a life that showed the best example despite the greatest challenges. So in any case, Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu anha highlighted this. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ ضَحَّاكًا بَسَّامًا. Always light-hearted, very, very pleasant, always smiling. And even he had the time, despite all his responsibilities, and despite being the greatest creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and all the titles that he had, but he had the time to show this love, this affection. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says, when I would be eating with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he would take a sip, or I would take a sip of water, or sip of whatever was there, he would then turn that utensil to take a sip. فَيَدَعُ فَاهُ عَلَى مَوْضِعِ فِيَّ. He would place his Mubarak mouth at the same spot from where I drank. I would eat something and keep it down, he would pick it up and eat from the same spot that I ate. Now this was meal times. And obviously this was in privacy, you know. Unfortunately, all this display of affection for the whole world, and inside and out, when in privacy, then there's a different story. Whereas this is within the limits of haya, maintaining the haya, but showing this affection. And this made that meal time of such simple meals also such a pleasant time. That meal time is the most important, among the most important times in the interaction of that family. It should be made one of the most happier moments. Unfortunately, meal times have become times for many, the times to thrash out issues, the time to start making sarcastic comments. All the things that we wanted to now find some fault with, meal times is the time to do it. So that the most pleasant meal also becomes the most difficult thing to digest. It becomes tasteless. All the issues should be left for some other time and should be discussed in a dignified manner. And that meal time should be a time that everybody looks forward to. That becomes a time of bonding for the family. That meal should be at least one meal in the day, should be together. And it should be a time when there is this happy moment, this time of bonding, this time of feeling that warmth of a home. That there's not a four walls, coldness of four walls, but the warmth of a home, the warmth of a family. So now this is the place for that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us this. This is meal times. And this is the way in which he conducted himself. So obviously, depending now on the situation, there's children in the presence. So now a person has limits of how you'll conduct himself. But the bottom line is a very happy way. A way that keeps everything happy and pleasant. Not a time to be now fighting and arguing, and a time to be scoring points and making sarcastic comments. This was the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, giving good remarks and talking about meals. In this regard, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu says, Ma'aba ta'aman qattu. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never ever found fault with food. Sometimes he liked it, sometimes maybe he didn't like it. In ishtahahu akalahu, if he wanted to eat it, he ate it. If he didn't desire it, he didn't eat it. Sometimes it doesn't agree with a person. Sometimes something is not according to a person's taste or whatever it might be. So he then didn't force himself to eat it, but he never ever found fault with food. Now this doesn't mean that there was never any error in preparing that food. But that was never a thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an issue of. He took it in his stride and kept everything fine. Now these are just some pointers only we've heard so far and spoken of. But already this is so much to digest. Just meal times, his manner of conducting himself at meal times, if that alone we digest, we've digested a lot. Let alone the rest of his Mubarak example. In another hadith, Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu anha was asked about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he conducted himself indoors. So now she gives some little pointers. One line, in one line she says three things, but these three things are volumes. He says, Kana yafli thawbahu wa yahlubu shatahu wa yakhdumu nafsahu. When he would come home, he cleaned his clothes himself. It's something to clean out, something to, some dirt sometimes comes onto the clothes while outside, some speck of grass, whatever it might be. He picked it out himself. And if there was some need to milk the goat, because he needed some milk, which was a very menial task. And if a person has a servant, he'll never do it himself generally. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go without telling anybody anything, would go and milk the goat, which shows he had no airs about himself. Completely humble. He didn't feel it below his dignity that I must go and milk the goat. وَيَخْدُمُ نَفْسَهُ He helped himself, served himself. He didn't bark out instructions to anybody. He quietly did what he needed to do. He wanted to do something. He required something. He went and did it himself. There was no instructions meted out. Get this done. Get that done. I need this now. No. That was not the Mubarak way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He needed something. He did it himself. Now this was the example that he set. And in all these things, he even highlighted on a very general note, time has already passed, there's so many other examples to have been discussed. But in one line, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khayrukum, khayrukum li ahlihi. The best among you is the one who's best to his wife. Obviously within the limits of Shariat. Not being best outside the limits of Shariat. And then, because the Sahaba loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam very dearly, and anything he did, they wanted to do. That should also be the case with every ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should also be the same. That whatever he did and how he was, we are to be aspiring to get somewhere there. So in order to spur on his lovers, in order to spur on those who truly love him, he said, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي I am the best of everybody to my wives. Nobody can match my example, but there's my example. So now you should aspire to come somewhere. Now that was the lesson that he left the ummah with in this regard. That aspire to become the best husband. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq to emulate the Mubarak life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect, in our ibadat, in our muamalat, in our muasharat, in our akhlaq. And we become the true ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.